Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo.
Do you want to feel more confident, yet you feel like there are things holding you back and that's really not allowing you to do what you want? Well, today I'm going to talk about the three P's that really hold people back in their confidence and what you can do to move through them. And if you stay until the very end, I have an extra point for you then as well. And if you want to keep up to date of all the latest episodes and never miss any, all you got to do is click in the show notes link below and you can subscribe to our free weekly newsletter. Okay, so I've been caught in many times in not such great places in my life when I just didn't believe in myself. I was really struggling to do things and I was like feeling I'm not worthy. I'm not a great person, right? Are things really going to change around? And I had a lot of that internal voice going on in 2022 when I lost my job, when I had one or two challenges financially that came out of suddenly at me. And yeah, I was in this place where I was really down. And then I realized there's other points in my life when I've been down, personally and professionally. And what I realized is I came to these three P's, which were playing out in my head, which my mentor talks about. Now I'm going to share what they are. So the three P's that really make a problem feel a lot worse and make me personally feel a lot of lack of confidence is that something is permanent, it's pervasive, and it's personal. And what that means is that you think this challenge, this way you're feeling, or this struggle you're having is going to be permanent. It's always going to be there, right? And it's not true, but we feel that in the moment. Pervasive, that it's always going to be a struggle, like whatever you're facing, like it's always consistently going to come at you. And personal, that it only ever happens to you, right? And maybe you can relate to this, right? Now, when I realized what these three P's were and actually how they're holding me back and how I could work through them, that really allowed me to shift my confidence and take more action. And have you been caught up in that? Have you been like, all right, I'm in this challenge, I'm in this problem, and it's permanent. It's always going to be the case. Or maybe it's like pervasive, it keeps going on, or maybe you feel like it's only you, right? Maybe you can relate to that, and it probably didn't make you feel so good, right? And what I found also in my life, there are some areas where I consistently be stuck, and that's because I thought they were permanent. Yet there's other areas where I'm like, oh, I'll move through this. And actually, I built a lot more confidence because I knew that I could shift through that, right? But in some areas, maybe it's your health, maybe it's your money, maybe it's your relationships, maybe one of them, like maybe money, you're always like, oh, I lack confidence in it, doing it. I'm not good in my career, or I'm not good in my business. And it's always permanently going to be a problem, right? And it's only ever happens to me. But in another area, you might be, okay, I've had I put a little bit of weight on, but actually I know I can shift it quite quickly. Or vice versa, maybe the problem is the other way around. Maybe you're like, I'm always struggling with my health. I've never seemed to like lose weight. And it's always pervasive. And then with money, like, okay, I'm in a little bit of a challenge right now, but I can get out of it, right? Well, sometimes we just got to take what's working in one area and then apply it to another. So I've been certainly guilty of experiencing these three P's, and it really impacts my confidence and how I'm feeling about myself. And therefore the way I think is how I feel, and therefore how I act. So how can you move through these three P's? So the first one, permanent. Remember, for this one, I think it's really important to remember what you've overcome. Like if you were like, maybe there's a situation in the past and you're like, oh, I'm permanently never going to be doing anything. I remember, for example, for me, driving, like when I first started to learn to drive, and I use this as a recent example, I had a really bad instructor. When I say bad, he was short-tempered, which is ridiculous for a driving instructor because you're dealing with beginners. They're not going to be amazing, right? And I was this shy, this timid sort of like 17-year-old kid, right? In the end, I passed first time, but I remember thinking permanently, I'm never going to be able to drive. Yeah, I can drive easily now. I haven't driven for a while because I haven't got a car. But if I was to get a car, I could drive very confidently, right? Probably even more confidently if I started doing it for a few weeks, right? But there was a time when I thought I couldn't overcome it. I remember starting my first job at 16. I felt like the biggest idiot in the world. I didn't know what to do with the till and the change, and I was working in a shop, and I just felt like I'm permanently going to be stuck here. Like, not stuck in that job, but I'm permanently going to be stuck as a stupid person, right? Yeah, I went through like university, got jobs, got promoted, started my own business, all these kind of things, started a massive podcast. So no, I wasn't permanently stupid, right? Pervasive. Okay, so that's the first one. Remind yourself what you overcome. Pervasive, right? Now, this is when you think, oh, right, these negative thoughts, this is getting over me, right? Right, I'm always going to feel bad. I'm always going to get like attacked by negative thoughts. Do something to put you in the right state. Now, for me, like, exercise is a really good one, which I don't think anyone can argue with. If they can, that exercise doesn't make you feel good, then I'd like to hear it. Maybe there's different forms and different arguments for what's more beneficial, but in general, I don't think there's any argument that exercise doesn't make you feel better. Obviously, some people are limited to some things than others. But that's one. You could do breath work, which is one of my favorites. Put yourself in a state to feel good, right? And what that will allow you to do is start to feel, and therefore that will affect your thinking, and then you'll therefore start doing more confident things. So that's how I move through pervasive, even if you have to schedule in a little bit more exercise, maybe schedule a little bit more breath work, get something to change your state that's healthy. We're not talking about drinking too much coffee or drinking alcohol, right? Okay, and then the third one, personal. How can you move through this? Well, you have to create an identity. Human beings are consistent with how they define themselves. Quoted by Tony Robbins, it's a great quote, which means if you've got a certain identity, like I'm not good at this, I'm not good at that, I struggle with this, I'm a useless person, then the problem or thing you're lacking in confidence is going to persist because that's what you attach your identity. You can like be like, oh, I'm useless, and then try and make some effort and move out of it, which is obviously better than doing nothing, but it's only going to last so long if you have an identity that you're not good at this or that, right? I know people who, and some very close to me, who are actually fine, like, socially, when they have conversations, they think, and I see a lot of people struggle with social confidence. They're like, right, I really struggle with social confidence. People don't like me, right? And therefore, they've attached that to their identity. I'm not a likable person. And therefore, they continue to not socialize. And therefore, they don't make many friends, right? Because they've attached that. They make it personal about them. They make it personally that they're like, well, I'm not good at this. I'm not like that person, right? So you need to change your identity whilst changing the actions. Write a statement about yourself. I am this, this, and this. What you would like to feel. And then say it every day. Give yourself the evidence as to why you're those things, right? And then really feel it until you embed it. Okay, now I've got an extra point for you as well. It's just a simple one to end on. Just to mention again, though, if you want to keep up to date of all the latest episodes and get a free weekly confidence tip, all you got to do is click on the link below and you can subscribe to our free weekly newsletter. So this is a poem that I found super effective from one of my mentors. And it's this: as I think, so I feel. As I feel, so I do. As I do, so I have. So I'll say that again. As I think, so I do. As I do, so... sorry, as I think, so I feel. As I feel, so I do. As I do, so I have. Meaning, if you keep training yourself to think a certain way, you're going to feel a certain way. And unconsciously, we can think not so good things about ourselves, and we're not even aware. So train yourself to think good about yourself, and then you'll start to feel better, and therefore you start to do more empowering things and get better results. So always remember that, right? So it's about training your mind to think about where you want to go, what you want to do, and remind yourself of all the great things you've done in your life. So that's what I got for you today. I appreciate you for being here. You're improving other people's lives by being the best you. And remember, you're in control of your own self-esteem and confidence.